Fans and influencers defend whatever podcast after media hit pieces. By Alam Bokhari on June 6, 2023. The Whatever Podcast, a show tackling the minefield-like topic of modern dating, has enjoyed viral growth over the past year, with over 4.15 million subscribers on YouTube. With it has come anger, particularly from feminists, who argue that the podcast is ruining the image of Western women. The accusation stems from a number of viral clips from the podcast which have drawn horrified reactions from viewers, including a woman who said humbling men is her pastime, a woman who claimed to have slept with over 130 men, including six in one night, and frequent examples of double standards. The media backlash has begun in earnest, with recently bankrupted leftist media company Vice accusing Whatever of making women look dumb. The same point was recently echoed by New York Post writer Brooke Cato, in a nearly identical headline. There is also a backlash against the backlash, with many prominent accounts on Twitter poking holes in the two hit pieces. Author and filmmaker Mike Cernovich called it a fake controversy, adding that the podcast helps people get over the halo effect of beauty. The View has been making women look dumb for decades, Cernovich added. Women in society have Schrödinger's agency, said game developer Jennifer Daw. If the end result is positive, the woman is responsible. If it's not, someone did it to her. It's getting ridiculous. I've seen some pretty dumb dudes on that pod TBH, said activist Chloe Cole. I think it's entertaining because it's all just a race to the bottom. What do men do to make them look dumb? Asked creator Elijah Schaefer. Ridiculous framing, said conservative podcaster TJ Mo. They bring them on and ask questions. Their answers make them look foolish. If you want to look smart, deliver a smart response. In a comment to Breitbart News, Whatever host Brian Atlas slammed the media for what he said was a deliberate misrepresentation of the podcast. The comments on the article itself, as well as tweet replies, are overwhelmingly positive and supportive, said Atlas, who noted that the author of the New York Post piece has not responded to an invitation to appear on the show. Atlas also emphasized that, unlike much of the legacy media, interviews on the podcast are uploaded to the web in full, uncut and unedited. We don't make the women look stupid, continued Atlas. But, I guess men are to blame for letting women speak, as a tweet reply stated. We have conversations, we ask questions, and let people speak. We are not forcing anyone to say anything, or to be there. Everyone who appears on the show is voluntarily there. We do not compensate or pay the guests. Many of our guests request to be on the show, many of whom travel long distances to do so. We invite women, and men, onto the show to have raw long-form conversations about the dating hellscape. We stream live, and the full uncut unedited 3-4-5-hour shows are available for viewing. Atlas also expressed surprise at Cato's approving citation of Drew Afualo, a TikTok user who uses racist language, comparing white men with a podcast to roaches. Both Vice and the New York Post gloss over the fact that the podcast invites guests of both genders, with a variety of opinions. Some female guests have defended promiscuity, while others have defended traditional values, with the latter tending to face considerably less criticism on social media. Pop Culture Crisis co-host Mary Morgan won praise on Twitter for her withering takedown of the rise of OnlyFans, which has seen a large number of young women using the platform to sell nude photos as a subscription service. In another example, pro-life conservative Lila Rose made the case for traditional marriage and lifelong monogamy against a man who defended promiscuity. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.